Good to be back in the Lord's house this morning. Feel His presence. Appreciate that good singing. If you would, take the Word of God, turn with us over to the book of St. Luke, chapter 8. Book of St. Luke, chapter 8, this morning. I'm going to begin reading at verse 40. I'm going to let you stay seated for just a minute. I want to say a couple of things before we read. And are you going to be going to Benny Thomas's funeral, Brother Doyle, this afternoon? Will you preach here tonight? All right, Brother Doyle Castile will be here tonight for me. I just had him on my heart. I was going to ask him then, but I'll let you know. Hearts be settled, amen. I appreciate Brother Doyle. He's a blessing to me, and more than he'll ever know. I tell him often, and I love him. Appreciate him and his good wife. And sometimes things will be said around church, and people don't really know the preacher takes it in. That I'm listening to you when you're talking. Not that it's a bad thing. I don't want you to take that. This is a good thing. But sometimes Brother Maller say something, and I'll just take it and stick it in the bank. I've heard Thomas say things, stick it in the bank. Hear ladies say something. I'm going to hear more of what the men say than the women, because hopefully I should be hanging around the men more than I am the women. Amen. Can I get amen right there? But sometimes I'm with Brother Tony and DB and Randy and Troy, me and Troy, and we went fishing. We've been places. You hear different people say stuff. Brother Tony said something. It's been a long time ago, and then he mentioned it the other night again. And I've thought about it many a time. He was talking about some of the things that he'd been through the last couple years. And he said, you know, when I believe one of the babies was being born up the hospital, he said his mother was on the other end of the hospital dying. And that's sort of where we're at this morning in Luke chapter 8. We've got a little girl that was born 12 years ago. We got another woman that's getting bad news from the doctor, and then 12 years has expired. And the little girl has grown up, happy little 12-year-old girl. The woman has gotten worse as the 12 years has went on. Now, I want you to think about where you was at. I didn't know this morning, but also I didn't even think about this, but I'm coming up on my 12th year also. I want you to think about where you was at 12 years ago. Some of you wasn't even in church. Some of you wasn't saved. Some of you wasn't as faithful as you are now. Some of you wasn't alive. If you're 8, 9, or 10, or 11 year old this morning, you wasn't even with us yet. Just being thought of. 12 years is a long time to be going through something. I want us to rise to our feet. I want you to listen to the reading of God's Word this morning. I'm going to read a little more than I normally do, but I want you to pay close attention to what the Word of God says. There's two different stories going on here from verse 40 down. The Bible said it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Behold, there came a man named Jairus. He was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. It dried up. Verse 45 said, and Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied Peter and they that were with him, said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him
and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. When he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and said, and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. I believe that'd be all that we read this morning. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your many blessings. God, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us the health and the ability, Lord, to be back in your house. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit we've been able to feel, Lord, this week in revival. We thank you, God, for Sunday school, and Lord, we thank you for a good choir and good singing this morning. I'm thankful, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Lord, you left us where you said you didn't want to leave us comfortless. And God, I pray, Lord, as surely among a crowd this size, there's people this morning that need to come to you. Lord, that's what's on our heart heavy this morning, why we need to come. God, I pray, Lord, today you'd be with Brother Benny's family, be with his girls, his grandchildren. I pray you'd comfort them, Lord, like no other can. I pray, God, Lord, you'd give them peace. Lord, I pray, God, today, Lord, your will be done, Lord, and everything is said and done here this morning. Lord, that hearts would be touched. Surely, Lord, there's some that started going through things this week, maybe this year. And then there's others, Lord, that's been dealing with things for a long time. And God, I pray, Lord, that you'd mend those hearts. Send that that's needed. Thank you for all the visitors and members alike, Lord, that's come together today. Lord, you knew who would be here. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that you're here today. Whatever's accomplished, Lord, we'll do our best to bow and worthy head. And give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it all. For in Jesus' name, we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. This passage of Scripture, we have two people that's coming to the Lord. That's what's really been heavy on my heart today is a lot of times people wait for the Lord to come to them. Certainly there is a drawing of the Holy Spirit. When somebody's saved, I believe that the Lord will be drawing them to an altar of penance. I still believe that in the Holy Ghost conviction, amen. And the power to move on lost men, women, boys, and girls through that of the Holy Spirit pricking our hearts and letting us know we need to come and pray, amen. But here in this passage of Scripture, we've got a ditty. He heads out to go find the Lord because his little girl that's about 12 years old, which lets me know maybe her birthday's coming up. It don't say she's 12, but she's getting close to being 12 years old, or at least she's around the age of 12 years old. And the Bible said she has gotten sick. And no doubt from this time, these are two separate stories. Here we have an older lady that's got an issue of blood that 12 years prior earlier that we mentioned to you
this morning, she had gotten the news from maybe some physician. We know that for 12 years, she tried to spend everything she had going and seeing doctors and getting healed of whatever disease that ailed her there. Men have said many things about what disease she had. But friend, I want to share something with you this morning. Every one of us was born with a disease. Amen. It's called sin. Amen. If we're not careful, sin will take you to the grave. Amen. It sure will. It said, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Sin will take us to the grave. Amen. Amen. One way or the other, we'll either ask God to forgive us of our sins, and we'll die out the love and practice of sin, and we'll bury the old man in the liquid grave, or we'll keep living in sin, and we'll find ourselves buried somewhere at a short death. Amen. And a short life, because we didn't turn to the Lord. Amen. Amen. And here we have, I don't know that they even had anything in common as far as maybe even knowing that each of them was going through this. But Jairus left out to go find the Lord. You know, he had a reason to come to the Lord, did he not? Amen. He had a daughter that was sick. She was in bad shape. And I thought about this morning, two reasons to come to the Lord. Amen. The first reason would be this. You might be saved. You might be on your way to heaven. But going to the altar ain't always about us. Every once in a while, we need to go talk to the Lord on somebody else's behalf. Amen. Amen. Old Jairus, he loved his daughter. Amen. If you've got a daughter or son this morning and you love your children, say amen. If they're not in church today and they're not living for the Lord and they've never been saved, it'd be a good reason to go to the altar on a regular basis on their behalf, amen. And the Lord would get a hold of them, amen. Amen. All Jairus left out had to go get the Lord. And while Jairus was on his way, the Bible said that when Jesus was returned, the Lord was coming back, and he had just thrown the devil out of a man. You remember over the Gadarenes, over among the tomb, the Lord was coming back off a trip where he'd just seen a man made whole sitting at his feet in his right mind, praise the Lord, and he's on his way back, and there's a man coming to him. Everybody's glad to receive him, the Lord. Brother Tony, praise the Lord. Ain't it good when we come to God's house and everybody's here gladly receiving the Lord? Amen. And Jairus was on his way. He was trying to go find Jesus. Amen. And the Bible said as he went, he said there was a great crowd that began to throng on the Lord, which let me know Jairus could see the Lord, but he couldn't get to him. Amen. You ever been in a meeting? And I have. And I've seen it here. Where if we're not careful, we wait a little too long, and the altar's completely full, and you can't get up there. Amen. It wasn't just too long ago. A couple of Sundays ago, I seen people bowing in the aisle up here because it was so crowded. You know why that is? Because there's a man here this morning that can do something about problems. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when people get wind of that, it makes them want to come to him. Amen. Boy, people come to him. And they come to him that day. And you know why they was coming to him? They had heard he could heal people. Amen. I've said this many a time. I don't care if you're Baptist, Presbyterian, or Catholic. If there was a man that could heal people, this house would be full today. They'd be lined up outside. There's people today that don't believe in religion and don't believe in the Lord and don't believe in God because people have set up false healing services. They have went down there and nobody had the power to heal them. And they blamed it on them and said they had a lack of faith. Amen. I'm going to tell you something real quick. The Lord has the power to heal, amen. And the Lord has the power to save. But the Bible said he went in one town and said he couldn't do many mighty works because of their unbelief. There's only one thing that ties the Lord up, and that's when we won't believe that he's able to meet our needs. Amen. A lot of people says the Lord got mad when it went over and they spied out the land. He told Moses and them he was going to give them the land. And praise the Lord. And they went and wanted to check it out on their own. Brother Andy. But the Bible didn't say God got mad because they went and checked it out. But it said he got mad because of their unbelief. Amen. And then he said in the scriptures, there's a sin that cannot be forgiven. The unpardonable sin. You might have not ever heard of that. You might say, what is it? Adultery or fornication or drinking or cussing? No. But it's when God has let us know that he loves us. And there's a Holy Spirit. And there's a Father and a Son. And the Holy Spirit that's willing us to come. And we say there ain't no such a thing. And we discard the Holy Spirit. And we don't believe in God. And the Bible said we've made God out to be a liar. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. You won't forget, get forgiven of your sins unless you believe in him. Amen. That is the truth. Well, as Jairus was coming, and I know this had to break his heart, it wouldn't mind, to know that you're just a few feet away or a few yards away from the man that can do something for whoever it is that you're coming to pray for. Maybe it's your brother or sister or a grandchild or one of your children. Nancy was talking this morning about Buddy and how that he lost his first wife and now his second wife's dealing with a tumor again and they ain't give her much hope. And I couldn't imagine knowing that Jesus was coming through Mapleton, Georgia. Amen. And Buddy could get close to the Lord or you could get close to the Lord. Amen. You better believe this morning. The Lord still has the power to save in 2016 just like he did in the Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. You don't believe it, just ask my grandmother. She was down an altar. She had one of them trips where we're talking about this morning. She went down there to pray for somebody else. Didn't you, Granny? And all of a sudden she felt the wind blow across her back and her hair. And she thought somebody had opened the window. Brother Matt, why she's in the altar. Amen. She got up out of the altar and looked at the window and it wasn't open. Went back to the doctor the next morning to find that a brain tumor had been removed. Amen. Why she's in the altar. Amen. You might say, I don't believe that. That's why you still got problems. Amen. If you'd get to where you'd believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he can make your needs. Amen. If you're here this morning and you're still lost, it ain't because I ain't preaching the truth. You can blame it on me if you want to. It ain't because Jesus don't love you. It ain't because the Holy Spirit hadn't come to you. It's because you won't believe him. That's why you lost. A lot of people say, well, you got to pray this and pray that. He said, He didn't say, if thou prayest, I love thee, Jesus, you'd be saved, did he, bride? He said, if thou believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, all your sins will be washed away. I've heard people say, well, the devil believes and trembles. He believes there's a God because he knows there's a God. But he don't believe enough in God that it makes him live different. Amen. And that's why he got thrown out of heaven. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you something. That's why you're going to get thrown out. If you want to go your own way and don't believe in the Lord, you won't be welcome in heaven. He loves you. He wants you to go. And listen to this, there's room for you. He's done made room for you. Which means, this is sad, my heart's saddened, but everybody that could have went and everybody that he wanted to go, which is everybody, y'all ready? And they ain't there, we're going to have some elbow room when we get to the marriage supper table. Amen. Y'all believe that? I believe he made it possible, Brother Mary, that everybody could go to heaven. He said, whosoever will, let him come to the water of life and drink of that freely. Amen. Everybody can go if they want to go. Amen. Problem is, everybody don't want to go. They don't want to go. But Jairus believed the Lord could do something about it. So bad. Listen to me now. You ready? A lot of people say, oh, yeah, I believe God can do something about it. Well, you've been saying that for 4 years and you ain't come to the altar yet. Amen, Brother Jill. Last time you came to the altar, praise when you got saved 7 years ago. Amen. Do we really believe that God can take care of our problems and our needs and that he can still heal sickness? Amen. Sometimes we need to quit waiting on him to come to us. We need to realize sometimes we need to come to him. A lot of people like this verse where he said, if you'll draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. And he said, if you'll resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Y'all like that verse? Amen, I do. You know who draws first? We do. He said, if you'll just come a little closer to me, then I'll get on over with you. He wants us to make the first step. You know why? You ever heard this old saying, the ball's in your court? Amen. Brother Matter, once he died on Calvary's cross and the nails was drove in his hands and his feet and he did everything he could for us, now it's our turn to come to him. He's done everything he needs to do. He's not going to force himself on you. He wants you to come to him. If you'll move to him, he'll move to you. Amen. Is there anybody in the house that's ever moved close to the Lord that the Lord didn't get closer to you? I didn't think so. You know what the old prodigal son story is about? He didn't even make it to the house and his father met him out on the road. You ever heard somebody say, I stepped out and got about halfway down the altar and almost felt like I got saved right there. You know why they felt that good? Because that's where the Lord met them at. He don't wait to get all the way down the altar. You step out and he's coming to you, amen. You can believe that or not. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what. So Jairus is standing by. He can't get to the Lord. I ain't got much longer, I promise you. And a lady that's been sick for 12 years comes up on the crowd and she can't get in there neither, Brother Matt. But she is determined. There's a difference in coming to the Lord and then really coming to the Lord. Amen. Y'all ready? There's a difference in praying and then praying effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. Y'all with me this morning? We can either come to the Lord or we can really come to the Lord and do business. Amen. Here she was with an issue of blood. She was tired of being sick. She couldn't get in there to the Lord. And the Bible said she pressed through the crowd. I don't do this too much, but I want to do this real quick. I want y'all to stand up for a minute. Brother Matt, I want y'all to stand up. Do you know what pressing through the crowd means? It means getting through there. And she worked her way in there. Y'all can sit down. Which means she had determined, Brother Andy, she wasn't going to let anybody keep from getting there. And I believe when she was pushing herself through, maybe she got to the point she couldn't press through anymore. And she got down and started going through people's legs. Amen. press and work till she could get in close enough. And she touched the Lord's garment. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said, the Lord said, who touched me? Amen. Who has touched me? Amen. And all of a sudden everybody said, it wasn't me. It wasn't me, Lord. And they all denied. Then Peter speaks up, like he always does. Sometimes they make fun of Tony, and they make fun of me, and they make fun of Randy. But if Peter was here, he'd be talking a lot too, amen. Peter always had something to say. There's fishing, his talking. Somebody's getting healed, his talking. One time he tried to get on to the Lord. Sometimes he talked too much, he even say the wrong stuff to the wrong person, amen. You ever done that, Randy? Could you imagine being there and Peter trying to get on the Lord? Lord, that's not so. And the Lord said, Peter, Satan would have desired to sift you as wheat. He, in a nice way, said, just keep your mouth shut, Peter. The devil's going to deal with you tomorrow, amen. I know what's going to happen tomorrow. You just think you know what's going to happen tomorrow. I know you love me. I know you said you wasn't going to never leave me nor forsake me. He said, that's my job. I'm never going to leave you or forsake you. He said, but by this time tomorrow, you'll deny me three times, amen. Woo. Let me help you out real quick. And he did deny the Lord, didn't he, Brother Mallory? But then you know what the Lord told him? He said, go tell the disciples and Peter. I'm going to meet them in the upper room. He said, make sure you let Peter know I still love him. Even though he denied me and he failed, I knew he would. Ahead of time, he said, you make sure he's present over there. I love him just as much as I do the rest of them. Amen. We're going to set things in order and the Holy Spirit's going to come. And when he gets that, he'll have a boldness like he never had before. Amen. They said, history says they got ready to crucify Peter. You know what Peter said? He said, I'm not worthy to die the death of my Lord. He said, I want y'all to flip me upside down. And they crucified Peter upside down because he didn't want to be crucified like Jesus. You know what that lets me know? That talking man always had something to say. Found some humility. Amen. Amen. He realized it wasn't in him, but it was in the one that he was following after, which was Jesus Christ. It's still all about him. Amen. If we get that in our head and start coming to the Lord more, we'd see more things happen. Amen. Here she was. She pressed through the crowd. And all of a sudden, she spoke up. Peter said, Lord, it wasn't me, it wasn't them. I don't know. Everybody's touching, everybody's pushing in on the Lord. Lord, what are you talking about? He said, I perceive that somebody has touched me and virtue went out of me. Now, I have been in the presence of somebody that's gotten an altar, brother, and somebody really got a hold of the Lord. And I just perceived that the Holy Spirit got up there real close to us. Y'all ever experienced that? I've had my hand on somebody's back and perceived that salvation has entered into them. I have looked at people's faces and realized that the old person died and that a new baby had just been born, that the Holy Spirit had entered them and forgive them of their sins. Amen. Y'all ever experienced that before? Get in the altar. And oh my goodness. Her sickness was healed. What a day that was. Can you imagine that? 12 years problems. And all of a sudden she reached out and touched the Lord and he took care of that need. I can't even imagine, Brother Darrell. But while that was being said, a man ran up. And he said, Jairus, there's no need to bother the master anymore. Your daughter's dead. It's too late. She didn't make it. No doubt, Brother Tony Jairus' head dropped. Thought, Lord, I was trying to come to you. Brother D.B., I just didn't make it in time. Couldn't get the Lord to get him back to the house in time. And you know what the Lord said? He said, fear not, believe only. I thought you just said she is dead, yes. And the Lord said he still wants us to believe, amen. Sometimes you might think a circumstance has gotten so bad that God can't do nothing with it. But really, he's just still saying, you just need to believe only, amen. Do you believe there's something that's going on in our life that God cannot meet that need this morning? No, there ain't. There's nothing that you're going through that God can't do something about. So he went back to the house. He said, she shall be made whole. She shall be made whole. He said, when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter, James, and John. That makes some people mad. Said he went in and see that little maiden. The word maiden didn't mean she was a maid, but it meant she was a little young lady. She was young. We already knew that because she's right around the age of 12. This is a young girl. You know who got to go in with him? Peter, James, and John. Now, don't get mad. Everybody's going to come to church, but only a few people gets in that inner circle. Amen. Amen. I believe a lot of people love him, but some people really love him. That's what I'm getting at. Some people just always in there, Brother Malley. And they went in with the Lord, and the Lord began to put everybody out, didn't believe. Boy, it'd make some people mad this morning if I started saying, well, I heard you say this, and you just didn't believe this, and believe that. We need to put y'all out for a little bit so we can get something done. No doubt there were some people mad. Would that make you mad this morning? If I said, Darryl, go ahead and get out just for a few minutes. Don't believe you got enough faith. And y'all that's over here mourning everything, I done said she's just sleeping. We just need y'all to get on that play instruments out in the yard for a little bit. There's been some meetings that I've been in that I felt like they was hindrances. And everybody that says they're a believer is not a believer. Do you know that? Everybody that says they're saved, not saved. Everybody that says they're a preacher is not a preacher. They had true believers in this room. And this is what he said. He said, and all weeped and bewailed her, but he said, weep not. She's not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she is dead. They began to laugh at the Lord. Said, what is he talking about? Yes, she's dead. We was here a little while ago and she died. And he put them all out and he took her by the hand and he called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again. Do you know that's the same definition for revival is when the Spirit gets back in somebody again? Some of you feel like your Spirit got back in you this week, some. Then we don't need to forget, listen, somebody was praying that we'd have revival this week. And now that we're revived, we need to pray for our loved ones. Some of us need to pray for ourselves. That's the second need. I ain't going to be as long on that one. I want them already to come get a verse of song, but I want you to listen to me. There's two reasons why we should be coming to the Lord. And you better listen well. It's all right to pray for material things sometimes, our needs. But you know what the Bible said? The Lord said he knows what we need even before we ask. Do you believe that? He knows our needs before we even ask. This is what I believe the Lord really wants to hear from us. When we come to the altar, there should be two things on our mind. We should either be where we are with the Lord. We should be right where we need to be with the Lord so we can come and pray, Brother Tony, for somebody else. Or if we're not in a position we can pray for somebody else, we need to come to the Lord and pray for ourselves.